Conspiracies? We got it.
Paranormal? We pursue it.
World news? We follow it.
Dick jokes?
All day.
All right, on this season, we're going to start calling every episode 69 point whatever. This is 69.1. And we're going to talk about simulations. And you can sue me because fuck you, this is my simulation. This is episode 69.1. How do you feel about that?
Let's talk about it.
All right. I'm Josh.
I'm Tim.
And this is J&T Unsolved. If we lived in a simulation, do you think we'd be able to make our penises bigger?
I hope so.
What if we do live in a simulation and we still can't make our penises bigger?
That's the most fucked up game of Sims.
Ain't that bullshit that, like, we could possibly live in a simulation right now and we can't make our penises bigger, we still get acne and cancer. Is that part of the simulation?
And we're poor.
Semi-poor. I like to say I'm poor. I don't like to say I'm poor. I do say I'm poor jokingly, even though I know if I never need to, like, go buy bread, I can go buy bread. It ain't gonna fucking hurt.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people with 50 cents extra a gallon. Does suck. But, like, what if that's part of the simulation?
So someone is purposely fucking up gas prices?
Potentially. Like, I mean, you think, how long ago was Pong? The video game Pong came out?
70-something. So we're talking
like almost 50 years.
Yeah.
And now we can play video games that look not real, but I'd say like 75% real.
Yeah.
Like fairly good. At least the race car games look actually, they look really, really real.
Yeah, especially if you do the sim.
Yes.
That is just like driving on the track.
Yes. And like they have reflections, they have seasonal weather, they have all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
Who's to say we don't live in a simulation?
Yeah. That's, I don't know.
I mean, I would imagine that there'd be a whistleblower, but how the fuck could he whistleblow if he ain't even in our own simulation? No. You know what I mean?
Everyone's going around saying, we live in a simulation, that they know, and everyone's like, shut the fuck up.
I know. Like, even if they are, like, what if he was able to cross his simulation to our simulation? Which I'll get into what that could possibly be either. Two different things that could be. Assuming we lived in 100% true simulation right now, imagine we see ghosts.
Yeah.
But what if paranormal is not even really paranormal? Like, what if you die now and your simulation ends, but a new one starts? Or it's like a computer just gets shut off and it truly nothing happens. Who knows? I don't know. But what if our paranormal, quote unquote, is actually just someone else's simulation?
Our paranormal is their paranormal.
Yeah, like, it's overlapping, which could also be time travel.
Oh, God, do you see that weird-ass little child?
Like, what if...
And he runs to his parents. Do you see those weird-ass adults?
I haven't seen The Matrix since it came out. I was a kid.
Yeah,
I don't remember a whole lot.
Remember it.
But couldn't they, like, exit their, what I believe was a simulation?
I don't remember.
What if time travel is people going to other people's simulations? Such as time totally, you know, exists on a fabric. What if their simulation of 1940 is actually happening at the same time as ours in 2022? And that's how you're able to go back, quote unquote, go back in time.
Will that really be a simulation or just multiple dimensions?
It could be multidimensional, but it could still be simulational. I don't know.
Yeah. Weird.
You want to go smoke some weed before we talk about this? Or you want to keep
going?
That
would be great.
It'd be crazy.
I'd mainly get us 1,000 views.
I don't know. I don't know. The more people joke about it, the more I'm like, you know what? Maybe we do live in a simulation. But like,
God, I read something this morning. It was like a meme. And it was, you don't think we live in a simulation? You ever seen your neighbors bring in their groceries?
I haven't. I still haven't. I've even
but
seen
you know
the meme.
They do.
I know they do, but I've actually seen my neighbors in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I did not see them take their groceries in. We were checking out at the same time. So we were going to the same place, to our houses. I never saw them bring their groceries in, but they were at the store.
Yeah, I've seen them come in, but I've never seen them take anything to the house.
I've actually never seen my other neighbors leave their house. I saw their kids leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen them leave the house. Ever. And they work a 9-to-5. I know she does because she works for the city. It's got the stamp inside of her car.
Yeah.
So I know what time she should be getting home, but I've never seen her car come or go. I just see it either there or not there. We'll get into that another time. They're weird. They're very weird. They are probably simulated NPCs. Yeah, NPC. They gotta be NPCs. And the reason why I say they gotta be fucking NPCs is because the weirdest thing that always fucking happened yesterday. I like to burn my leaves. Because I got big ass fucking trees. I like to burn my leaves. I like the smell of burning leaves. It's a nice smell. Like I said, these motherfuckers don't leave. They never go outside. I shit you not. I can start burning leaves at 12, 2 p.m. My fucking child's out there playing basketball and I'm feeling like a piece of shit because I'm choking out a possible asthmatic kid. All right? That's happened 4 times. I won't see him for weeks. I won't, like, and we know he's out there. He also plays basketball at 11 p.m. It's the weirdest fucking thing. He does that. You'll just hear a thud, thud, thud. Thud, thud, thud. And we're like, who the fuck is banging on something? And you look out the window and this little boy's out there, like 14, and he's like shooting his basketball, which is cool. You know, he's doing his own fucking thing. I'm not mad at it. I can just hear it, so we know he's out there. And he'll do that like once and you won't see him again for a couple weeks and he'll do that again. So anyways, I'm burning leaves. A few hours later, motherfucker decides it's time to play basketball. And the wind always blows that way.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad. He doesn't complain. If he ever said something, I'd probably be like, you know what? It's cool. I'll put it out. I get it. I can burn him another time. But he's never said anything, so I'm continuing to do my thing. Yesterday, I felt like a piece of shit. I fucking started burning leaves at 4 p.m. Well, about 4:30, right when I got home. I started burning this big-ass pile of leaves that I'd been building up for 2 days with my leaf blower and stuff. I shit you not, 6 o'clock, 3 girls come outside in dresses because I guess it's prom night. Now they got to smell like smoke. And I got to feel like a fucking piece of shit because I ruined their prom. Like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah, what bullshit is that?
Tell me that's not... You've trained your neighbor's kids that every time you burn leaves, they have to walk outside.
Swear to God, tell me that's not NPC fucking... I don't know what the energy. Tell me it ain't.
Oh, that's fucked up.
It's weird. It's super fucking weird. Or they got bad luck. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of their simulation. I'm burning leaves on the good days. They need. I don't fucking know. It's just, it's weird. I even told Nicole yesterday. I was like, I feel like an asshole. And I was like, you know, every time I burn leaves, that little boy decides to play basketball. Like, and she's like, yeah. I'm like, well, they're having a dance tonight, and they're out there taking pictures in their dresses, and they're probably going to smell like smoke. I was like, oops. Like a fucking asshole. And I didn't even know dances were going on right now. It's March.
Yeah.
April, May, June. Maybe prom, I guess, would be happening right now. I don't know.
Yeah.
I felt like that was an April thing. But I'm not 100%.
It depends on when. I think it depends on when the seniors' last day is. Because, like, our prom was, I think, a month before we got out. Because we got out at the beginning of May.
May, June. Yeah, we usually got out about the second week of May.
Mm-hmm.
Was our last day. So, our break. April. Should have been April, but they're having, I guess, dances in March. I was thinking spring formal for some weird reason, but I don't
think... I don't know why high school would do spring formal when they have prom.
Yeah, I don't think spring formal is even a thing. I think it was like a TV show thing, and I just got that shit mixed up, how it overlaps.
Spring formal in middle school is a thing.
Yeah.
But not in high school. That's just prom. Or down here, that's just prom.
And then...
It's kind of like in, like, TV shows, they do winter formal. We just had homecoming.
Even when I speak of, like, what if we lived in a simulation, I don't even know what I would define as what the simulation would be. Like, I would like to believe, like, I wake up and everyone's an NPC. Like, even you right now would be my NPC. And you could be like, no, I'm real. But how would I fucking know that? Because that would be what you're supposed to say.
I'm not an NPC.
Don't show me your penis. Okay?
There's not a exclamation mark above my head.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's valid. I was about to say, just don't show me your fucking penis, because that'd be a non-NPC energy.
That'd be non-PC.
But, like, I don't know.
Sexual harassment in the workplace.
I don't know if I want to believe, like, it would be, this is my reality and everybody else is fake. Or if there is, like, a little puppet master up there, which... You could honestly believe nowadays that there definitely fucking is one, because it seems like everything is back to back. We go through the vid, and then we get over the vid, and now we got the Russia, and it's like, fuck. What's next? I bet you after the Russia, we got the China.
Yeah, I'm waiting on China.
Yeah, we're gonna get old
China and North Korea.
We're gonna get old T-Rump back up in here, and then we're gonna get the China. I missed the way he said Gina. I know he said it on purpose like that. That's some NPC shit right there.
I'm pretty sure everything he said was just to piss everyone off.
More.
Goddamn. You tried not to burp.
And I burped and then the mic.
Burped it.
Yep. More than likely, he does everything to piss people off.
I could believe that.
What was I going to say? Like, what if aliens? Like, what if all the UFOs that we see would just be overlapping simulations, overlapping whatever? It's like, when I think of simulation, yeah, I would believe
they're
that.
They're our puppet master.
Oh, yeah, maybe they would be the puppet master, but, like, when I think it's, like, paranormal shit or the potential for time travel, I do believe that if everything truly was a simulation and always has been, that's how that would explain it. But it still wouldn't explain how the fuck a simulation could happen, you know, because how would we even know if it ever happened? Like, how do we know that there already wasn't modern civilization and already a potent, like, I guess what would be equivalent to Einstein's World War III? You know, it would be the last war that was fought with right before the next war would be sticks. You know, he said he don't know how World War III is going to be, but he definitely knows World War IV would be sticks and stones.
Well, yeah, there can be nothing left after World War III.
No, how do we know that that already didn't happen? You know, we wouldn't know. Whenever Nazi Germany came around, they burned all the books.
Yeah.
They got rid of all the literature for them. So how do we know that that hasn't already been cleansed and restarted? You know? Like, you can come up with mechanical ways to explain how the pyramids and the Mayan temples and all that shit was built. It's probably not hard to do anything. I can build many big things by myself just because of mechanics. But...
And if you have, you know, thousands of Jewish slaves.
Yeah, but to explain to me how they all look the same, to an extent.
Yeah.
Completely different parts of the world. I don't understand that one.
Yeah.
Even if you go, Pangea. Well, Pangea split the fuck apart way before the Mayans and the Egyptians decided they wanted to start pointing things to the sky.
Yeah.
So, still doesn't answer the question of why that shit happened. And I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't fucking understand. We live in a simulation, my guy.
I would not doubt it.
I'm your simulation. I'm going to show you my penis right now.
No!
Promise, it's not that great to look at. But when it's excited, something's there.
Grower, not a shower.
Yeah, I'm definitely a grower, not a shower. Yeah. And do not make the room cold.
Don't make
the fucking room cold.
Don't make the room cold.
Don't make the room cold.
And we're turtle.
I won't even be a grower. I'll just be a potential. Potentiality.
Mangina.
I don't have a mangina. Don't accuse me of that ever again. That's all I got. That's really all I got.
That's a very nice thought for the week.
But you got anything to add to it? Anything to denounce it?
I mean, no.
We're open for suggestions here.
You ain't got nothing to denounce it. You got nothing to prove it. It's just a
There's nothing
marvelous
to prove.
Theory.
There's really nothing to prove.
No.
Damn near anything.
Nope.
In the world. It's just kind of, we believe what we're told if we want to.
Yeah.
Which is kind of suck too, because like, an event can happen and we don't know what was real or not real. Like Sandy Hook.
What's going on now too.
Even what's going on now, but like even with Sandy Hook, we don't even really know what went down that day.
Yeah, no.
Like you've got all these people who are like, I saw, and I've read this article, I'm just going to give this man a shitty voice, but he's like, I saw the cleaning vans go in the school before it even happened, and they were like cleaning things up, and then when they went in after, they weren't bringing out anything bloody. I'm like, well, first, if they were, you wouldn't see that, and secondly, why the fuck would the vans be going to the school beforehand? And how would you explain, like, even if the government paid all these people to fake die, you know, because they say that they paid 4,000 Americans to, or actually it's like 2,600 to fake die 9/11, Sandy Hook, every school event that's ever went down, honestly, any mass one that's ever been covered. What's it called? Witness protection? That's when you witness something.
Yeah.
It would be the same thing in a way.
Yeah.
Don't you get paid for witness protection? In a theory, you do. I mean, you're getting free housing. They're paying for your food.
Yeah.
You're getting paid in some way. That's a lot of fucking money.
And then if anything happens and you have to up and move, then they pay for you to
They
up
go
and
to
move.
Switzerland. They send them motherfuckers to Switzerland. That's the only explanation.
That's why they're all white.
That's why it's surrounded by three ways you can't fucking fight. That would explain why World War II, no one ever fucked with Switzerland.
Yeah.
That's where all the fake deaths go. That's where Lil Uzi Vert is right now. No. Not Lil Uzi Vert. He didn't die yet. I don't remember. Old dude died in the airport. That's all I know. He made a song. He made a bunch of songs. He was talking about everybody want to go to Club 28, but we never make it past 21. He died on 21. He said he was...
I'm not sure.
Somebody in the Beatles died on December 8th, 1970.
That was John Lennon.
He said in a song, "I'm the modern day John Lennon." He died on December 8th, 2019. At the age of 21, because we never make it to Club 28, because we never make it past 21. He died... He said something about...
That's the 27 club, where everyone dies at 27.
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain and Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, and he said everybody wants to make it...
Jimi Hendrix.
Everybody trying to get in the 27 club, but I'm not... Maybe he said, I ain't going to make it past 21. Regardless, he was 21, December 8th, John Lennon's death. And then...
That's also the day Dimebag was shot and killed on stage.
Who's that?
Dimebag Darrell, Pantera.
Who's... I didn't know that. I didn't even know who that was. Sue me for being uncultured, okay?
You ain't never listened to Pantera?
Mm-mm, never got into it.
Oh my God.
They're way before my time.
They are your time.
He was in an interview, and he said that when he would peak in his success, he would fake his own death. So he dies. It's, somebody makes an album. The first letters of the album read, if you read them downward, it says Juice, W-R-L-D, I-S, and then the last song's name is the word Alive. So Juice WRLD is alive. His name was Juice WRLD, by the way.
Oh, that's who you're talking about.
That's someone who swallowed the pills in the airport. Jackass. Like, that's the most jackass fucking move.
Yeah.
He had, like, a lot of them, and then he started seizing. So, but how would you get away with that?
How would you get in there?
What would he have to... He was on a private plane, and somebody on the plane tipped off that they had drugs.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up, because, like, Snoop Dogg's always had drugs on his plane. Willie Nelson, if he flew a plane. I know he does tour buses. I'm sure he's flown a plane. Willie has.
I'm pretty sure he has, but no, he does tour buses now.
Yeah, and his tour bus has been pulled over a bunch.
Way too many.
Yes, they know. They're like, Willie, oh, that's a good one. This is going to be easy weed right here. We got an easy weed. And I know what they're doing with it. They know it's a Willie. They know he's got good weed. They're going to take his weed. They're going to smoke it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck what they say. There's corrupt cops. Or they're going to sell it.
Yeah, they're probably no matter sell what. It.
They're definitely going to sell it.
Yeah.
That's some NPC energy. Steal your weed and sell it. What if the moon is the satellite for motherfucking the simulation? And that's why it doesn't spin. Like, I don't give a fuck about lunar, polar, stagnant, whatever the fuck holds it in place. I'm just saying, what if that is what... What if it was designed to do what it does? And that's why they don't want us to see the other side. Do other moons spin on other planets?
Depends on the gravitational pull of that planet.
So some do, some don't.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Like Titan...
But do others also not spin?
I believe Titan does.
Do others not spin? Are they, what are they, tidally locked? Is that what it's called? Yeah. Are there other tidally locked moons?
Mm-hmm.
There's simulations on those planets, I promise. Swear to God.
Like, Titan is almost, no, not Titan. Is it Titan?
Yes. Shit. Titan no. is there's on a, Jupiter.
No, there's one.
Why is Titan so special?
If it's Titan, I'm thinking of, might start with an L.
Lady...
No, I can't. Bug. There's one moon that is similar to Earth in every way, shape, and form.
Then I feel like it's Titan, because for some reason Titan's like special.
It might be Titan. I don't remember the name.
So it's similar to Earth, but it's out of the green zone.
Yeah, and it rotates.
But one day it could be in the zone.
Because possibly.
They say that the sun's supposed to grow. It could possibly eventually be in the zone.
Yeah, if it... Oh, it's weird.
Would we be alive to see it in the zone? Do you think we would?
It would.
But humans.
Here it would get a little bit hotter. And as long as there's not like a giant solar flare that wipes us out, we'll be fine for another couple
Wouldn't
of
that
thousand
be fucked
years.
Up?
We missed the last one by 9 days.
Wow. That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's absolutely nuts.
Like, 9 days sooner, we would have been dead.
It's like when they're like, if you'd have been shot 3 centimeters to the right, you'd have died today. Well, you know what? I didn't get shot there, so fuck. Why are you going to tell me that shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like the doctor says
that
like,
that one, they were like, there's like a 30% chance we're going to get hit, or it's going to miss us by a couple of days.
It's crazy how everybody walks around and they're all worried about, like, if they're going to get mugged, or if they're going to crash their car today, or if some other bullshit. But they don't realize, like, there's actually bigger things out there that could just fuck you up any moment that you don't even think about.
Yeah.
And there's potentially nothing.
Like solar flares.
Potentially not even some asteroids. No fucking,
well, know? With asteroids, we'll at least have some warning.
Yes, but some of them are so large that they might not be able to stop them. Like, they could shoot them with the
rockets.
Oh,
no, you're not going to be able to stop some of them, but you would have enough time to, you know, get prepared for it.
Yep. And what if one of them, like, they don't notice it because it's in front of a black hole, so they don't see it, and then poof, there you go, dead, done. Nine days sooner, we'd have saw it.
So with black holes, they're impossible to see because black holes actually reflect the light around it, so you can't see them. But, like, they use lasers and stuff, and...
Oh, so it's 3D scan.
Yeah.
In a way.
Technically.
It would be more like a wave length.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Lasers are a wavelength, yeah. But it's non-light, I guess they'd probably use it.
The NASA station at the Louisiana-Mississippi state line is the one that, them and I believe Honolulu are the ones that do the lasers and look for black holes.
We can't not live in some kind of simulation, man. Technology, it's like the first day we got tech.
Mm-hmm.
Say it doubled on the second day, and then it doubled on the third, and doubled and doubled. It's like, it seems like every day tech is advancing that much faster.
It is.
It's fucking insane. But who's giving them these numbers? Like, who wakes up in the morning and goes, this is the math equation? How the fuck do you know that? How do you know that shit?
Like, depends on what kind of math you're talking about.
Anything. How does anybody know the math equation to the long shit? That crazy shit that scientists be writing up? To explain the color of something, or the shape of something, or why this smells like that.
Oh, yeah, that I have no idea.
Like, how the fuck do they know that? Alien came down.
I attempted physics in college, and it sucked.
Like, I don't understand how Einstein knew all those numbers, and how they were definitely correct in all circumstances to what he did.
What, with Einstein stuff, that's all theory. So it can change at any moment. Like, none of that's absolute. Kind of like a...
You mean absolute?
Yeah, sure.
You put obsolete and absolute at the same time?
I did. It's kind of like a... Fuck. Stephen Hawking's.
Uh-huh.
All of his stuff is theories, because if something comes along, you can disprove all of that.
Which
and
it
that
had.
Would still be a theory.
Even he disproved some of his shit.
Yeah.
But still, when he did it, he still came out with, like, astronomical fucking information.
Yes.
Like, he was like, well, I was wrong because of this, but this is why. And they're like, oh, shit, this is a great breakthrough in scientific history.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephen. Just imagine if there's shit in his brain that he just didn't release. Like, he's like, you know what? Fuck him. I can't walk. They don't need to know this.
I can't walk. I can't talk.
What if... How could you have such a mind like Stephen Hawking, but not even try to... I get he loves science, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that was his fucking thing. But he had ALS.
Mm-hmm.
He had one of the greatest minds in history. Why would he not have just decided to devote his shit to medical science to prevent ALS? I bet you he could have done it. To even lengthen the lifespan of ALS or revert it.
I don't know.
Because simulation. There's another simulation where motherfucker cured ALS. Somebody out there. They're just running around with ALS cure right now because Stephen Hawking could walk and cured ALS. In their simulation. So fuck that guy, whoever he is. It's probably Elon Musk. And his shit's overlapping on us. That's why he's so fucking smart, too.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't even know why they don't call his mind one of the greatest minds in history yet. He's really smart.
That's because no one likes him in the media.
Yeah, but he's so fucking smart.
Exactly.
You know, like...
He's way too smart to... I don't know.
But, like, when he answers questions, he's not a smart ass.
Yeah,
he just sounds like it because he just answers it so fucking monotone. He's like, why'd you do that? Well, just did it. Like, you know what? Like, they're like, what about the weed? You see that interview?
Mm-hmm.
When the woman was like, what about the weed? And he's like, well, as you can tell, I really don't smoke weed. Like, I did a really bad job trying to do it that day. I was like, I was coughing really, really badly. Like,
he's like the one person I want to hang out with.
Ain't that dumb, though?
Just for, like, 20 minutes.
About the weed situation? Like, everybody hates Stephen Hawking for the weed, but everybody wants to legalize weed.
Elon Musk.
Yeah. Why did I say Stephen Hawking? I bet you Stephen Hawking smoked weed.
I bet he's tried it.
He probably sat in a room with a weed smoke machine.
I think most of his work was in, like, the 60s and 70s.
Yeah. He definitely had to have
been high. More than likely.
Yes, he definitely had to have gotten very high. I ran out of words.
Yeah.
Ran out of words. That's really all I got anyways about the simulation shit.
I don't have anything to add to it.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
I love you, almost.
I mean, I like the shit out of him, too. But I guess we can close it on that. Elon, if you're listening, we love you. Good night. Good fight.